Welcome back to the Healthy Anger Toolbox. I'm Marty Wallner. Today we're going to talk about your brain on anger. What's happening inside your head when you get to the into the heat of that angry moment? What's happening neurobiologically for you? It can be beneficial to understand what's happening in your brain when you get angry, as you can then attune to your needs and be able to empower yourself with tools to meet the needs of your angry brain. Being able to meet the needs of your brain when you get angry, certainly your brain and your body, will help you stay in a much more regulated and calm place, a clear thinking place in your brain, so that hopefully you're able to respond and express your anger in a much healthier way. So when we talk neurobiologically, there's a lot going on inside of the human brain in the heat of an angry moment. So we're going to try to simplify this for this conversation. So consider last time you were perhaps in an angry exchange with your kids or another family member. It can be helpful to realize that at that moment, chances are you're in the lower part of your brain, the sensory part of your brain, the feeling part of your brain. And the idea is that's the part of your brain that connects your brain with your body. And so many times when you get angry, perhaps your heart starts to beat faster, or you start to feel your body perspiring, or there may be body aches or tension somewhere else in your muscles. And that's your body sensations changing in response to your perception and your angry feelings in terms of how you're interacting with your children. And so knowing that that lower part of your brain, which is actually the survival part of your brain as well, this is where your stress response system, your fight, flight, or freeze response can be activated. And the idea is in this time of dysregulation, when you're feeling angry, there are things that you can actually do to regulate that part of your brain, to get you to a calmer place. The other part of the brain that's valuable to discuss is the emotional part of your brain, the emotional processing part of your brain. If we had a brain scan on your head at the time when you were becoming angry or feeling angry, we would see the emotional part of your brain lit up, perhaps even inflamed, a lot of activity going on there. The emotional part of that brain, the processing part of your brain, can become what's called dysregulated. Even perhaps emotionally hijacked, where the emotional thinking, the emotional processing in the heat of that angry moment overtakes or hijacks the rest of your brain, including the logical, cognitive thinking part of your brain. And so, again, you can be empowered to understand that you can be emotionally hijacked, and what can you do for yourself in that heat of the angry moment when you feel the emotion overtaking the rest of your thinking. And then the part that we want to hopefully get to and remain in is the thinking part of the brain, to be able to make and assess what my child, your child, may need in the heat of that moment, what someone else that you may be having an angry exchange may need, and what you may need to get to a calmer place so that you can come to agreement or some sort of consensus and hopefully focus on a healthy outcome. So the idea is to really be attuned to your head and what's happening inside of your brain, and understand that the way you're perceiving and interpreting and processing that angry situation is actually impacting the connections and the brain chemistry, the neurochemicals that are actually being released, and you actually can control that. You can actually empower yourself to understand your brain and be able to have tools to meet the needs to stay regulated, to get your body to a calmer place, to get yourself to a clear thinking place so you have better understanding of the situation, perhaps the impact of words and behaviors. Because as it turns out, when you become angry and dysregulated, research indicates that you can start to get into the lower parts of your brain in those plunging brain states, that emotional dysregulation or emotional hijacking again will diminish the cognitive thinking, the logical thinking. It will actually affect your sense of time, your understanding of situations and impact of communication. It will also impact your functional IQ. Brain research indicates that the angrier an individual gets, the dumber they become. At that heat of an angry moment, your functional IQ at that moment could actually drop 40 to 50 points. And so you want to stay in a clear thinking, certainly a smarter position to be able to make more effective decisions as to how to express your anger. So your brain on anger. It's all about understanding where in your brain is being connected and what's being more active when you get angry, what chemistry, what neurochemicals are being released, which impacts your emotional response and your behavior and your thinking patterns. And then what can you do about it? What can you do on your own behalf to empower yourself that when you get into the heat of an angry moment and you're feeling yourself becoming dysregulated, you're feeling your body sensations changing, but you don't want to necessarily say something or do something that you're going to feel bad about later, or maybe disconnecting with your children or other family members. You can actually make a choice. Your anger is your choice. And by being empowered with tools that can help you stay in a calmer, more regulated, a clearer thinking place in your brain, you can make smarter choices in how to express your anger. Yes, there are healthy ways at that moment, taking that pause, understanding and assessing the situation, getting your brain into a more regulated, clearer thinking place will help you be more effective in being able to respond in a healthier way. Your brain on anger, thinking about your thinking, understanding how you perceive, interpret and process information in the heat of an angry moment. And what can you do for yourself? When you feel that emotional dysregulation and the emotional hijacking, what can you do to empower yourself to stay in a more regulated and calmer place to be able to make better connections and better decisions? Your brain on anger. You have the ability to control your thoughts rather than your thoughts controlling you. Your thoughts are the number one cause of your anger. As the emotional charge comes in, when you get into that angry exchange with your kids, it's your thoughts that fuel that emotion. You can actually do some calming self-talk, some breathing to get your body in a more relaxed place, and understand that you have the power to be able to stay calmer, get more regulated, get more clear thinking, and be more effective in your healthy anger response. Welcome to the Healthy Anger Toolbox. I'm Marty Wolner. Join me for more healthy anger tools at healthyangertoolbox.com.